Go ahead, Dave. Establish the music theme, and please tell me we're not playing any more of the Speedwagon.
Nope. Speedwagon only got one. Thank you.
Let's
be in honor of them announcing they're done because of a little infighting and Jane's Addiction having literal fighting on the stage last Friday. It's bands that had rough breakups.
Maybe we should open the callers. Tell us about your worst breakup in your life.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Let's go. If you're willing to text or call your worst breakup, 651-461-9226. I don't really have a terrible breakup story as an adult. I'm okay. I get along with the folks.
That's true. Is that odd? It's a little odd.
Well, when you're both Mother Teresa. No, I mean, trust me. That doesn't mean there wasn't a reason why we broke up.
But it doesn't have to be. You know, it actually can be in some ways. I don't know if mutual's the right way, but it can be, you know what, we're just not right for each other. We can still be friends, but romantically, this isn't the connection we're looking for.
And at times, did it get feisty? Yes.
Always. They all do.
Yeah, they all do.
Every relationship.
But absolutely more than cordial with the main three individuals that I was in a relationship with in my life. So I'm fortunate that way. I'm trying to think of a bad personal life relationship. I'm okay. Again, I'm not like this. I don't want in any way this come up. Everything was flawless the entire time.
That's what I'm hearing. Congratulations, Chad.
I was perfect that time. I'm sure I was a jackass many times. I think I could have three individuals call in and confirm that. They also at times screwed up. But if you have just a horrible breakup to tell us about, I was going another way, but that might be the way to go. I'd love to if the brain wizards, the lawyers at Odyssey would allow us, and we'd say, your worst breakup story and get the Twins tickets, but that's not allowed anymore.
No, can't do that. Too subjective, Chad.
Too subjective, but then I'm told to give my opinion all the time, which is also incredibly subjective.
But it doesn't come with Twins tickets.
It comes with delight and enjoyment.
Again, doesn't come with Twins tickets.
Yes, that is fair. Do you have a horrifying personal breakup?
I don't.
Apparently, we're flawless. That's what we're trying to tell you.
I mean,
we're not.
Lindsay and I started dating when we were 20 or so.
Yeah.
Married at 24, so yeah, no.
I mean, the divorce.
I could share buddies' stories. Ones that we still make fun of them for.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
My good friend broke up with a gal in college. They had plans that day to go miniature golfing.
What do you think about that? They're pretty far along in the relationship at this time.
It had been at least a few months, maybe
a few months.
Yeah, probably not quite a year.
Yeah. What do you think early on miniature golfing as a date?
I think that's good.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, takes a lot of the pressure off.
Do we have a lot of miniature golf courses still in town?
I think we've lost a lot.
I think we have. What's happened?
We need to bring back the miniature golf courses, and we need to bring back par three courses. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, there should be more par three
courses. Anyway.
I'm assuming paddle has taken over all of them.
Most likely.
Paddle's dominating the world, right? Yeah.
So they're planning on going.
Miniature golf?
He says, look, here's the thing. This just isn't working out for me. We got a breakup. So do you still want to go golfing? And they went.
No way!
Yes. Just broken up.
Okay.
And they still went miniature golfing after.
I have to readjust my position here. Did they both know it was about to happen? Because that's one thing. If you both know, we've run the course. This isn't going anywhere. There just isn't the right chemistry.
It doesn't sound like she knew.
But if one is shocked... Okay.
They didn't stay friends, Chad.
So this was kind of, did it get ugly at the golf course?
I don't think so. From the reports I heard, it was very quiet at the golf course. Not a whole lot of, you know, chit-chat, banter. Hey, nice shot there. Ooh, so close.
Hey, toots.
It was probably the quickest, quietest 18 holes, and we'll see you later.
Okay. I'm thinking So let's go with this is 3-4 months. And sometimes 3-4 months is...
That can be a long time.
It can be a long time. You knew with Lindsay pretty quick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were friends through high school. Went on one date that wasn't great, but remained friends. And yes, once we made it official, it was... Yeah, we're all in.
Yeah. The texter says the Chad and Barrero breakup was hard on me and my gal.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm sorry about that.
Tough on a lot of people.
I'm sorry. Both of us, by the way, are fine.
Well... Not what I've heard.
That's not correct. Might have been fine the entire time during after the breakup, but we're totally fine right now. You are with somebody 4 months, and you're liking it. And she comes over and says, Dave, I'm not feeling it. I don't want to do this anymore, but I wouldn't mind golfing. What do you think?
I'd say no, let's go for ice cream instead.
Now, if you're really digging her, or if she's really digging you, if it's a vice versa.
Naturally, she would be.
She's only human. Of course, she's digging you. You might think, I can save this. If she still wants to golf with me, she realizes, to quote another KFN employee, there's no off switch. And that isn't that about the only justification for doing it again? If you really are into her, if you're not and you're thought to be done, let's just go play miniature golf and move on with the rest of our lives.
Maybe she'd be just mesmerized by your skill at the putt-putt. Just, I mean, through the windmill, hole in one. Hey, babe, did you see that?
You are the doing Tiger the,
doing
Woods.
Doing the putter twirl, the Chi-Chi Rodriguez, Chi-Chi. Put it in there.
And then she's spellbound by you. All right, we're getting a lot of good text here. Somebody says they're still feeling the effects of the Chad and Carter breakup. He's on our show almost every day, so I don't know what kind of breakup it is. It's 51 past 1. More of your breakup stories in moments on your breakup host, I guess. We're trying to be... I think we want to be amused. I don't think we want to counsel you right now.
No,
there are times we want
the good stuff.
We want the hard stuff that's going to make us laugh. That's what we want. 51 past 1. Okay, how about this one? I was dating a guy I met through an app. I knew it wasn't going to last. We broke up suddenly when his son got arrested and he had to deal with that. Years later, I saw his picture in the news because he had murdered his latest girlfriend and then shot himself.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wasn't seeing that one coming up.
I didn't either. Hannity and Combs. Whatever happened to Combs has passed away.
That's right.
Right? Best breakup, Cannon and Kozlak. Which brain wizard came up with that idea at this place?
I don't even remember that.
Oh, my God. Supposedly, there was a lot of tension, I was told. OMG, stop the screeching. Am I the screecher? Are you the screecher? Or is this intended for somewhere else? Or is what they said to the girlfriend a boyfriend? married 14 years, split up, 10 years with benefits, then got remarried.
Wow.
That doesn't sound nasty at all, does it?
Sound like a very much, well, parts of it sound like they were nasty.
Thank you. My last date was miniature golf, 40 minutes, and out. Doesn't work. Caught my girlfriend making up with a dude as I rolled up to pick her up downtown. I was early. I decided to roll with it. Dinner at Palomino, Chris Isaac at State Theater. At dinner, I saw her outside early. She knew later at the concert, said I was going to the bathroom and left her there. That's from Tubby in Northeast. You're going to be that patient yourself and still go to dinner and the show just to tell her?
No.
And by the way, she said she knew that the guy had spotted her?
Awkward dinner?
She sounds like a heck of a person.
So, dessert?
Called the girlfriend to find out what night she wanted me to buy tickets to the comedy show. And she replies, I moved to Ohio. Jeez. Picked up my live-in girlfriend from the airport after a trip to see friends. Told me on the way home she got engaged while on vacation.
Well, then.
Heck of a vacation. Oh, my God. My ex got pregnant going to Target. That's also a tough one. Excellent stories, right?
Yes, those are.
I'm sorry they happened, but they allowed us to be amused for 5-6 minutes.
You're not horribly sorry.
No,
I think
really.
The amusement covers it.
I'm moved on. Linus Construction Time Check. Time for me to stop talking. Time to invest in GAF Solar Roofing and receive 75% off installation labor.